A portion of the state's agreement that lets the tribe hold games like blackjack has expired. Now the state is looking into a new agreement, and No Casinos' Paul Sego says he sees three possible outcomes. The state could renew the agreement with no changes. The two sides could fail to come to an agreement.
But the third option, and one of the things that we're hearing, is that everybody's got a number in mind in terms of what they want to get from the tribe. In order to get that, they feel like they've got to give them new types of gambling. And they're talking specifically about craps and roulette.
But any agreement made during negotiations must be approved by the legislature. And Sego says to get that to pass, other concessions might need to be made, like slot machines at certain paramutuals. And he says that could result in a significant expansion in gaming. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.